In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. For the record, I do have permission to share this story. It was the first day of junior kindergarten for our daughter, Rachel. She was quite excited the night before, had a new backpack ready to go, the outfit picked out, shoes by the door ready to put on. So mom and dad go to wake her up, and of course she's disoriented briefly as we awaken her. And then she comes to and she tells us she had just been dreaming that she was at school, but that she was in her underwear. In her dream, she was at school with no pants on. And of course, she was greatly relieved to discover that she was safe in her bed with plenty of time to get dressed. The funny thing is, most of us have had a dream like this in one way or another. It's actually a rather common occurrence. Psychologists sometimes call this an underwear dream. It's a dream where you're in a public place, usually doing something quite ordinary, and suddenly you realize you forgot your pants or are somehow woefully underdressed for the occasion. That kid's show, the cartoon Arthur, had a whole episode dedicated to Arthur having a recurring dream where he went to school with no pants on. I've had a variation of that dream a number of times where liturgy is underway and I can't find my cassock. Psychologists say those underwear dreams reveal feelings of either being caught or being unprepared. When you feel unprepared for something in real life, those feelings come out symbolically in a dream as having no pants on, or in the case of my dreams, not being able to find my cassock when a service is already underway. Now, fortunately, most of us rarely forget to put our pants on in real life when we leave the home. But there are plenty of times when the reality is we are caught unprepared for something in life. From school days of the teacher passing out an exam and we think, the test was today, to being naughty and turning around and there's mom or dad standing with hands on hips just waiting for you to see that you're caught, to holidays are here and guests are arriving and I still have a million things to do and they're about to knock on the front door. Being unprepared in real life makes the back of your brain say, hey, that's just like appearing in public without your pants. Now, being unprepared for a test or for holiday guests is one thing, right? But how about being unprepared for eternal things? In the epistle to the Colossians that, well, we heard today, Paul says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, you also will appear with him. When Christ appears, you also will appear with him. Now, there's a couple of layers of meaning here. The top layer points to the kingdom to come. When Christ returns in his glory, all the saints and all the believers will appear with Jesus in glory, having been raised from the dead. And since we don't know the day or the hour when he comes, we need to be prepared. But there's a second layer of meaning, which is the right now. It's the today. When Christ appears in your life today, you also appear with him. In other words, there is an association between you and Jesus that you cannot escape. Fair or not, what people see in you as a believer, they will associate with Christ. I mean, look, I am a believer, and therefore I bear the name of Christ, and I bear the name Orthodox Christian. Fair or not, what I appear to be, people will associate with Christ, and people will associate with his church. In other words, I appear with him. If I'm joyful, and if I'm patient, if I'm strong, if I'm gentle and kind and loving, someone is going to say, so that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Which means today that if I am joyful and kind and gentle, I appear with Jesus Christ in his glory, because it is his way to be joyful and patient and kind and gentle. On the other hand, if I am self-absorbed, if I am impatient or neglectful or sharp or unforgiving or judgmental, that same someone will say, So that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Fair or not, you appear with Christ in those awful moments as well. It's the eternal equivalent of going out in public with no pants on. You have appeared unprepared to bear the name of Christ, and he will appear before you dozens of ways every single day. In a family member, in a friend, in a neighbor, in a stranger, another driver, a clerk, your social media audience, all kinds of ways that Christ appears with and to you. Or to put it as plainly as possible, when someone sees you bearing the name of Christian, bearing the name of Jesus Christ, what will you be caught doing? Being kind and loving and patient, or sharp, judgmental, and self-absorbed? And that's why in the very next verse, Paul says, Therefore, since you're going to appear with him, put to death in yourself everything bad. Since you will appear with Christ, put to death inside of yourself uncleanness. Put to death evil desires. Put to death coveting and anger and lying. Even something as simple, Paul says, as bad language. I mean, have you ever been in a noisy room and for whatever reason, every single conversation stops all at the same time? Except one. Right? And the whole room suddenly hears one person talking out loud who never intended to be heard. And that's usually the moment that they're saying something either embarrassing or foul or something that's mortifying. When Christ appears, you appear with him. And if you bear the name of Christ, language matters. It's the verbal equivalent of going out in public with no pants on. Now, the church gives us the season of Advent to prepare for the Lord's arrival. But it's not just an arrival at some future glorious date. It's his arrival in your life and in your walk today. When Jesus appears in your life today, in whichever person and or people that he does appear in your life today through, will he find you sharp and self-absorbed and judgmental? Or will he find you joyful and gentle and kind and loving? Well, Paul's advice is to put on your eternal pants, because fair or not, when Christ appears, you also will appear with him. Amen.